All right, welcome back to another Shades of Blue interview show. I have with me Coach Paulo Nagamura. How are you today, Coach?
Good, Ted. Very good. Looking forward. A week away from starting our season with our USL team. So looking forward to another great year with our young players.
There, I know this has to be really feeling good that you know you're going to have, at least unless something really weird happens this year, you're going to have home games this year, unlike last year. You only had a couple. You know, how does it feel going into this year, just having maybe a more sense of normalcy than you did at this time last year?
I think, first of all, it's great that I hope we are behind the worst part of the pandemic, right? Hopefully we're past the worst part. We're coming back into a normal routine, people socializing back in again, of course, with safety measures. But I think most important is that we almost close to getting back to normal. So that's the first thing. And of course, playing our home turf, playing in our stadium, even though this year is going to be without fans for SKC2, but I think to have home games is going to be a huge boost for you know, our young players this year.
As most years, there's always a lot of turnover with the team, bringing in players from outside to take a look at, or, you know, young guys coming up through the academy, guys on coming down on loan. Hopefully that will be more accessible this year for you also. It seems like that last year that wasn't probably allowed as much with the restrictions. But with each year changing so much, what can you tell us about the team that you have going into the season?
Well, what I can say that we are getting younger and younger and younger, and it's a great sign from a club perspective. It shows signs that what we're doing here with the academy system, academy players and coaches are doing a great job. So this is a great sign, and this is what we would like to be, right? We would like to be to fill all our team with more and more academy players going through the pathway. And like I said, we're going to look even younger this year. But I would say that we're going to be younger, but with no less quality. The younger guys are stepping in, are guys that have a lot of potential. And looking back in like my first year when I first took over as a head coach, the difference in the quality of players and the potential of the players are tremendously different than 4 years ago. So we are excited. We are excited to be working with this young academy product, along with the guys that came back from last year that already show signs of what they can do and what they can become. And hopefully we're moving in the right direction and keep evolving those players and developing those players to be better players and on our system.
Yeah, I think Sporting has 11 academy homegrowns and an additional homegrown that didn't come through Sporting's academy, but did come through SKC2. It's got to give you guys a sense of pride about how much movement that is going from the step below you to the step above.
Oh, that's the plan, right? That's this is the plan. This is what we have in mind here is to help those young talents to once reach that MLS goal. You heard Peter Vermees saying it's part of the coach's job responsibility to make sure that we create the environment, but also we give a lot of responsibility on the players as well. It's a player driven process. And as long as they have the right attitude, the work ethic, I'm 100% sure that those numbers will always grow in the near future.
Going back to last year again for a moment, with not being able to get as many loans down, you pretty much had a core group that you traveled with and played almost every game with. How much did that help some of those guys like Davis and Freeman, for example, you know, some of the other young guys? How much did that, you know, an unwanted situation last year, but push them to, you know, maybe grow up and develop even quicker?
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year, as we all know, was a very difficult year for all of us. And because we didn't have so much of movement of players between properties, between the first team, the academy, and ourselves, it created us to work with basically with the same group of 20 plus players for all the short season that we had. But also, it gave them their experience to really face some adversity playing 14 games on the road against some very good teams, against top USL teams, I would say. And for our young players, such as what we have here in the club, to have those experiences is great. It's great for them to experience those kind of games, those kinds of players that they're going to play against, older guys, and good teams as well. So it's not only a development of the individual, but as a collective and as a team as well. Last year was a very beneficial year for all of us.
Did I know it pushed the players to develop a little bit, maybe more than they would have in a normal year. But how about for you as a coach and the rest of the staff? Was it that much more challenging? And you know, do you feel you grew as a coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a coach, of course, when you have the ability to work with the same group week in, week out, game in, game out, I think it's. I would not say it's easier, but it's more, you can identify and solve issues easily because you have the same guys, you have the same players. So as a coach, I could see that it was an evolution on my part, just dealing with the same group week in, week out. But like I say, yeah, it was beneficial maybe for myself and for a couple of guys that play every game in that year, but also it wasn't good for guys like Christian, Cameron Duke, Tyler Freeman, Felipe Hernandez that maybe could get more games with the second team, and they couldn't, right? So you gotta see both sides of the scenario here. Yes, it may be good for me as a coach, but as a club, as a club that really, really invests in their pro pathway, right? Last year was maybe a step back.
True. Like I said earlier, you have a few new guys come into the team. Could you maybe talk a little bit about, like Mensah and Panka and Rojay Smith? Just a little, what could fans expect when they get to watch them?
Yeah, of course. Like I always say, we have this mentality that we have to bring guys into the team that are not only guys that are going to help the evolution of the young players, but also that players that can hopefully have potential to make it to the first team, right? That's the idea. We don't want to bring guys here. There's no potential to one day be an MLS player. So we brought Panka, we brought Ropapa Mensah, we brought Rojay Smith, guys that we identify, guys that we scouted and we brought in and show well in the preseason, and show they have qualities to be here. So now again, it's up to them and to us to make sure that they keep evolving to reach those goals that should be every player here in USL and the second team that is one day reach the MLS team.
Yeah, when I look at the actual roster for SKC2, it seems like it's very forward and center back heavy right at the moment. Not a lot of midfielders or outside backs. I know there's enough midfielders to play, but I'm sure some of that will be filled with loans and academy signings that may be coming soon. Outside backs, I don't think we got to see Travion Sousa in preseason? Was he still around, or was he with the first team? Or
yeah, he's here. I mean, he just had a small injury, and he's recovering, so he should be fine. He should be fine to be on the field in the next few days.
I know he was one of the guys that fans saw when he signed. He'd been in Germany, and they had high expectations to see him on the field.
We all do. We all have high expectations for all the players that we bring in, right? Even the young academy players that are spending a lot of time with us, guys that are with the first team that don't get many games with Peter, right? We all involved in the same process, so we are trying to be a supportive staff for the first team for whatever they need, but also doing what's the main objective of the second team is that preparing those guys to be to help Peter win games. So basically that's the goal.
And then I was told that there might be some academy signings for the team coming soon in the next day or two. Could you, I know you're not going to say like which guys are going to play which games or anything like that, but could you just maybe tell us a few of those guys from the academy that we could expect to possibly see over the season?
Yeah, we're going to have a few guys from the academy as always. You already saw in preseason, Caden Pierre playing a bunch of games and spent a lot of time with first team. We have Javen Vandever, who's from academy as well. Mike Lennis, Dylan Hooper. We have Bailey Sparks. So we have a bunch of players. And I don't like to individually pick them and speak too much about them, because I think it's important for them to understand that they are with the second team because they deserve to be with the second team, and they didn't make it yet. They have long ways to go. So it's important that they understand that and they don't get ahead of themselves. So again, we have a lot of talent in academy, and we're trying to do the best thing we can to make sure that we're using those talents and helping them grow again to become future MLS stars.
Yeah, I don't want to pin you down to anything too bad there, Naga. I know you don't like to signal out players and anything. I was just curious if you could, you know, talk about a few that might be coming, but you did. I appreciate that. I talked to Coach Rumba from the academy a week or so ago, and he said that there was a whole nother wave of players coming that could be potential second team, first team players. You know, do you see that also when you, because I know like you guys go and help with the academy and watch the academy guys. Is there a whole nother wave of players that all have that potential? I don't know how many to say a wave is, another full 11 or what, but.
There's always talent coming, right? And sometimes get this, for example, Ozzy Cisneros. So last year, probably if we could have movement of players, Ozzy would be spending time with us, but he never did because of the pandemic and the movement of players. He wasn't allowed to be moving properties, right? And he signed with first team. So there's always players coming up. I think, again, the academy is doing a great job. I think they're identifying a lot of talents early on. They're developing those young players for all the 13s, 14s, 15s, 17s, 19s. And when they get to us, we just need to adjust a little bit here and there so they can shine. So again, there's always going to be a wave of players. And I believe what we're doing here in the club is we're doing something right, and we just got to keep that standard to make sure that we are bringing those players up.
Absolutely. With the hopefully a more normal season and having games at home and being more balanced, looking at the USL championship and how the playoffs are, the top four teams in each division will go to the playoffs. Is that a reasonable expectation for this team this year? I mean, I know the goal is to develop players, but you also want to have that winning mentality. Is it a reasonable expectation that you guys will be going to the playoffs this year?
Absolutely. I think, look, it's, I don't think any coach or any team enters the field thinking It's just a second team. We're just gonna play this game. No, I think you say it right. Yeah, we play for win. We play for win. And if the big goal is gonna be making the playoffs, we're gonna figure out internally if that's achievable or not. I believe it is, but we have to take game by game, because you have to take all those things in consideration: player development, playing time, right? So as a coach, absolutely, we're going to look for that. But we have to make sure that we're having the right attitude and the right decision making in related to what we're doing here as a second team.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I don't want to take up too much of it. So good luck this season. Look forward to seeing lots of young guys go to the first team and, you know, that take each step. It's very exciting. I love that whole process of watching some 14-year-old kid playing and then, you know, with the second team and then, you know, signing with the first team and, you know, maybe struggling for a couple of years to make it. But when you see guys like Busio and, you know, Lindsay, who played so much time with the second team and coming out of the academy, and knowing there's a whole bunch of other guys who have potential to break into that first team, it's just, to me as a outsider watching it, it's really exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to go back to what you just asked before, I think you can expect a very, very competitive team. If we're going to be in the playoffs at the end of the year, we'll find out. But what I can guarantee you is that whenever we step on that field to play in USL, we're going to have a very, very competitive team, no matter if we're playing 16, 17, 18 years old. We're going to be competitive, and we always going to look to win the game, no matter what.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.